وزير الدفاع الوطني السيد رضا قريرة.
Tunisia's Prime Minister Mohamed Hanouchi included three members of the country's opposition in his newly named transitional government. He also announced a lifting of all media restrictions, along with the ban against the country's main human rights group. At a news conference, he said the transitional government's priority was reestablishing security after days of looting and demonstrations, but he also promised political and economic reforms. Interim President Fouad Mebazaa has called for elections within 60 days. But the top posts, defense, finance, interior, and foreign ministries, have been retained by members of the former government of ousted ex-president Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. And several leftist and Islamist opposition parties banned under Ben Ali were not included in the new cabinet. Even before the new government was announced, hundreds of protesters again massed on Tunis's main Habib Bourguiba Avenue, chanting for Ben Ali's ruling RCD party to go. The RCD has to go, one angry man said, because it will just go back to its old tricks. The army has to stay and give time for real democracy to flourish. Some Tunisians, like Nabiha, do not just want the party banned from politics, but also all the members of the old establishment. That includes the current interim leaders, Tunisia's longtime president, Hanouchi, and interim president, Mebazaa, the former Speaker of Parliament.
So people again today are demonstrating in the streets to say to Hanouchi, out, because this man was part of the system. But he couldn't say he ignored about the corruption. All Tunisians knew about that.
But not everybody was protesting. In the capital, Tunis, people returned to work in their everyday routines, although the streets rapidly emptied by late afternoon before the 6 p.m. curfew. And more shops and outdoor markets were open, like this fruit and vegetable market in the Tunis neighborhood of Bab el Khadra. One elderly man at the market praised Prime Minister Hanouchi as an honest man. Besides, he said, Tunisia's new interim government will be a temporary one to calm things. The next, he predicted, will be brought in by the ballot box. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Tunis.